2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Now, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may rush and be glorified, as it also is with you, and that we may be delivered from unrighteous and evil people, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, who will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord about you, that you both do and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the endurance of Christ. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you avoid every brother who is idle and does not live according to the traditions you received from us. For you yourselves know it is proper for you to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you. We did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it, but we worked night and day in labor and toil, so we might not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because we have no authority, but we did this in order to be an example to you, so that you may imitate us. For when we were with you, we commanded you, the one who is unwilling to labor must not eat. For we hear that some among you are idle, not busy at labor, but busybodies. Now such ones we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they should labor with quietness and eat their own bread. But you, brothers, do not become tired of doing well. And if anyone does not obey our word in this letter, take note of him and have no association with him, so that he may be ashamed. Yet do not consider him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in all ways. The Lord be with you all. I, Paul, write this with my own hand, which is the mark on every letter I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.